Talking today with Bryce Anderson from DTN. Bryce, let's talk a little bit about where we are as we wrap up 2016 with some of these weather patterns. We've been on the dry side in some parts of the country, south central, southeastern part of the U.S. Do you see that continuing through the remainder of the winter?
I think we are going to see that, Ron. Right now, most of the southern plains has had only between 10 and 50% of the normal precip since the 1st of October when the water year begins, and that pretty well coincides with starting up the wheat crop. And for the balance of the winter season, I think that we're going to have a little bit of a problem in terms of bringing in much moisture into the region. There's going to be some easing of drought farther to our east out in parts of the southeastern U.S., but in the southern plains, even with the Pacific being kind of at neutral right now and likely to stay there, the storm systems have just been moving too fast to really slow down enough to draw in moisture and really get things going, and I think that's going to be the thing that we see as we go through the winter.
When we think about the current conditions, it seems like, you know, this drought kind of snuck up on a lot of people, but it's pretty significant now here in the south central part of the U.S.
No doubt about it. I do think that we have had a ripple effect from a weak La Nina that formed in the Pacific, with the water temperatures getting around a half to some areas of the equator region had 1 degree below Celsius values back in the start of the fall season, back in September. And the Southern Oscillation Index, the SOI, went to a pretty stout, moderate to La Nina value at that same time. And that sort of set the stage for the air currents to get in the way of moisture to form over the southern plains. And as we went through the fall season then, not only did we have that lack of precipitation, but then as everybody has experienced, this fall overall was a very warm season, and so that dried things out even faster, and that got us to where we are right now with some pretty notable drought conditions going on in much of the region. I mean, we've got an area from southwestern Kansas through the Oklahoma Panhandle that has level 2 drought, severe drought in effect, and then basically the eastern half of Oklahoma has that same category, and the entire state just about is in at least moderate drought right now, and it did develop pretty quickly.
Bryce, you know, we've talked before about the El Nino versus La Nina phenomena. It seems like we went from a very strong El Nino, and as we flipped off of that, a lot of people were expecting an equally strong La Nina, but that hasn't really developed, has it?
No, it hasn't. In fact, this overall year, Ron, 2016, actually acted much like 1998, and that was a year following another very strong El Nino here about 20 years ago. The overall crop production was large. There were some areas of the country that had, you know, some issues, but overall this was a very good production year, and that is similar to 1998. The circumstances we find ourselves in now have the weak La Nina kind of echo that we've seen during this fall season into early winter. I think that that's going to let up as we go through the winter season. The one thing I want to see now is maybe a little bit more storm formation continuing out of the Pacific Northwest, and then the atmosphere start to calm down just enough that we can start bringing at least some precipitation into the region. That's going to be, again, the big question as we finish out this calendar year and then start the new year, 2017.
I know that we've talked before about the fact that it's right now, as much as anything, the speed of these systems that's given us a lack, you know, not much of a chance to get adequate moisture. How do we see a scenario play out that we see these systems slow down?
I think what we're going to have to see is for the jet stream track to have actually a little bit more of a southern branch influence than we've had right now. A lot of the jet stream sourcing at this point has been out of the northwestern U.S., the Gulf of Alaska region, and then we've seen that jet track then run southeast into Oklahoma, then curl east and continue on. That's been a big factor in a cold pattern that we had here the last week and a half or so. There needs to be a more active southern branch jet stream develop that brings in some moisture more out of the Baja California area into Oklahoma, the southern plains, and then the two jet tracks then start to either merge or actually split off from each other so that we leave ourselves with a storm package that just kind of hangs around over the region. I think that's what we're going to have to see. Now, this coming weekend, we have some indications of that going on in parts of the southwestern U.S. Some moisture is forming in Arizona, New Mexico, southern Colorado. Maybe that's an indication that there's getting to be a little bit more of that energy from the southern branch of the jet. We'll see how that plays out, but that's what we need to see to make things happen in a more favorable way for precipitation.
You've mentioned, you know, you post on regular basis on Twitter and perhaps some other social media too. The latest numbers coming out of Australia regarding the Pacific, it's been in neutral for a while. What's the prognostication? What's the outlook on El Nino versus La Nina?
I think that overall, the Pacific is going to stay in neutral. I think the weak La Nina that we had back in September pretty well has run its course as far as the official designations go. And the water temperatures in the equator region of the Pacific are moderating consistently, not just at the surface, but in the lower levels of the water as well, and farther down to about, you know, 500-600 feet below the surface in the Pacific. And so as we go through the balance of this month now, the end of December, and then through January and February and March, I think we're going to see that that water pattern continue to show an erosion of cooling and perhaps even get just a little bit on the warm side. The influence that we will feel from that would be, like I say, a bit more energy coming out of the lower latitudes in the ocean, maybe a little bit stronger jet stream component that gives us a chance for some more moisture events to develop in the southern plains. It's hard to do during the winter, but there's that possibility, and I'm certainly better in thinking about that. I'm more confident thinking about that, considering the way the ocean is acting now, than if we were in a weak La Nina. If we were in a weak La Nina, Ron, we wouldn't see hardly anything develop as far as a precip chance for the southern plains.
Talking drought, talking El Nino, talking La Nina with Bryce Anderson, agricultural meteorologist with DTN. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.